President Trump is going after his former national security advisor, John Bolton, on Twitter today, calling Bolton a wacko and a liar. The White House tried and failed to get a judge to stop Bolton from publishing his new book, The Room Where It Happened, which comes out tomorrow, saying the book compromises national security. Here's Bolton responding in an interview with NPR's Steve Inskeep.
I knew there would be trials and tribulations when you displease Donald Trump, but I have been determined and was vindicated, I think, by the court in laying this story before the American people.
Well, Steve Inskeep joins us now with more on this. Hi, Steve.
Hey there.
And there's a lot in this book. It is a 500-page book. You've read it. Let's just start with that. What stands out to you?
It is a consistent, very, very detailed, lengthy portrait of a completely incompetent president. And I want to underline that John Bolton is a government veteran, somebody with views that many people oppose, but he has a lot of experience in government. And he's clearly disdainful of this president's inability to simply manage a basic process to make decisions in an orderly and rational way. Certainly doesn't come out with decisions that John Bolton necessarily likes. But again and again in this book, he describes a president who's doing policy by, quote, personal whim and impulse, constantly changes his mind, doesn't seem to understand basic things. Bolton writes at one point that he, quote, scoffed at Trump's failure to understand what a trade deficit really was. Yeah. And, you know, this is something that's central to Donald Trump's presidency, is trying to reduce trade deficits with China. Bolton, at another point, gets a little artful almost in saying that the internal structure of the National Security Council, so this is hundreds of people who are there to help the president make vital decisions. Bolton says the internal NSC structure was no more than the quiver of a butterfly's wings in the tsunami of Trump's chaos. The president just doesn't know what he's doing, according to Bolton.
Well, and Bolton was, of course, national security advisor. So he was in the room for conversations the president had with other world leaders. And according to Bolton, Trump and the Chinese president Xi Jinping talked about Trump's reelection bid, and they discussed policies connected with that bid to help President Trump. Here's another clip from your interview with Bolton.
There was a clear linkage between increased Chinese purchases of American agricultural products and Trump's reelection by benefiting farmers in key agricultural states whose electoral votes he needed.
Now, this would have been a bombshell if it had come out during the impeachment hearings or the impeachment trial. What more did Bolton have to say about it?
Bolton said that he was definite about it, although he can't absolutely prove it. Robert Lighthizer, who's the U.S. trade representative, was also in the room for at least one of the discussions that Bolton recounts, and he says it's crazy, it never happened. In our interview, I asked John Bolton, did you take contemporaneous notes and did you have them when you were putting this book together? He rather mysteriously said that all of his notes were destroyed before he left government. It's not clear how he did the note-taking for this book, but it's just so detailed with even the exact times of meetings and so forth that it seems evident he had some kind of records to rely on.
A lot of people in John Bolton's press tour the last couple of days have brought up the fact that he did not testify during the president's impeachment proceedings, either in the House or in the Senate trial. You asked him about that. Here's his response.
My view is that the way the House Democrats set up the impeachment process, that they in effect set themselves up for failure right at the beginning. I considered their strategy to be impeachment malpractice.
So my question, Steve, is if he thinks now that Trump is unfit to be president, why wouldn't he testify in a trial that could have gotten him removed from office?
Well, I don't think that his answer is going to satisfy people who have been critical of him on this point, Jeremy, but his overall argument was that the House approach made no sense, wasn't going to get a conviction, wasn't going to work, and that John Bolton felt he had no obligation to take part in something that was partisan and that was going to fail. Now, in real time, Bolton raised or appeared to raise constitutional issues. He said he was waiting on a court ruling for a different witness to see if he could be compelled to testify or if he would be compelled not to testify. You remember the White House was trying to keep anybody from testifying. Mm-hmm. Bolton said he was waiting for that ruling. In the end, the House impeached without him. There was a court ruling that basically said the whole case was moot by that. And then Bolton somewhat strangely, then said he was willing to testify before the Senate, although it was pretty clear by then the Senate didn't want any witnesses. In the end, he didn't testify, insists that impeachment only emboldened the president because they tried to go after him and failed to remove him.
Right. I have to say, listening to part of your interview this morning on Morning Edition, one of the things that stuck out to me was John Bolton describing an empty chair in the Oval Office in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic and crisis. Just in the 30 seconds we have, what else in your conversation was a surprise or stood out to you?
Well, I don't know that I'm terribly surprised, but he is quite disdainful of a large number of people that he worked with. This is a very acidic commentary by a guy who's I don't want to say he's convinced he's the smartest guy in the room, but he is very aware of times that he feels other people are not so smart or are not playing terribly fair. There are other people who left the administration, criticized the president, like Jim Mattis. Bolton would seem to be on the same page with Mattis now, but didn't think very much of him at all at the time.
That is NPR's Steve Inskeep. You can read the full transcript of his interview with John Bolton at npr.org. Steve, thank you.
Glad to do it.